Hi, good afternoon. My name is Travis Huggins, and I'm currently working with Dr. Dirk Hayes of the Soil and Crop Department at the Texas A&M University. Today, my topic is change in epithelial wax levels in wheat lines in response to heat stress. Heat and drought has become an ever-increasing problem over the past decade, and it has been shown to cripple the agriculture of a few countries. In 2010, Russia experienced a heat wave that resulted in loss of 4.5 million tons in yields. And similarly in India, another heat wave caused 20% loss of yields to the farmers. During the reproductive development of wheat, the optimal daytime growth temperature is 15 degrees Celsius to 20 degrees Celsius. In some varieties, for every 1 degree above 15 degrees Celsius, there's a 3 to 4% reduction in yield. Zahiri et al. Reported that a moderate stress at 30 degrees Celsius resulted in a grain weight reduction of about 30%. Heat also has influences on decreasing photosynthesis while increasing photorespiration. Heat also has an influence on the rate and duration of grain filling. Some plants over time have developed physiological responses to abiotic stress, and some of those responses are reduced transpiration, stomatal closure, and in some species, there's an increase in epithelial wax levels during this onset of heat stress. The upper surface of the leaf, the cuticle, is composed of two distinct layers. A cutane layer, which is a hydrocarbon polymer, and cutin, a polyester polymer. This polyester polymer is a matrix of embedded wax and surface deposits. It's a waxy, water-repellent surface, and it also has been shown to reduce water loss, and it also reflects UV light. Waxes are composed of fatty acid chains between 24 to 34 carbons in length, and there are two distinct categories, straight-chain alkanes and alcohols, and long-chained esters, aldehydes, ketones, and free fatty acids. My objectives are to investigate the effect of heat stress on epithelial wax deposition and to determine if the increase in epithelial wax deposition has an effect in reducing the internal leaf temperature. Materials: 13 wheat and spring lines were used in this experiment. The plants were grown at college station in a greenhouse with a 12-hour photo period. The control conditions were 21 to 24 degrees Celsius at night and 21 to 24 degrees during the day and 18 to 21 degrees at night. The heat conditions were 34 to 37 degrees Celsius during the day and 23 to 25.5 at night. The sample times were done for 3 days, consecutive days, and sampling started at 10 days after pollination. This is an IR thermometer that was used to measure the flag leaf and spike temperatures during the experimental times. Epicuticular wax extraction was carried out using a modified method by Koch, Sue, and Bird et al. And the organic solvent chloroform was used to strip the wax from the outer surface of these leaves. The determination of the wax concentration was done by a modified method by Ebercom et al. And in this method, the absorbance of the samples were measured using a spectrophotometer set at 590 nanometers. The concentration was calculated based on a standard curve that was developed using wheat flag leaf wax, and that standard curve was used to transform the absorbance into concentration. This is a tool named the rabbit tool that was used to make leaf disc punches that we will use to extract the wax. Results. This is SEM images of a few lines that were used in the experiment. If we look at a halberd line A, we can see that it has a thick epithecular wax layer, whereas Carl 92 does not. And we look at the surface image, the halberd has a concentrated section of wax crystals, whereas Carl 92, the wax crystals are sparse, and it's the same in Seri M82 and Australith. Results. Continued. This is the standard curve that was developed from or prepared using the wheat flag leaf wax. And the samples on the bottom, these are some of the samples that were used to create the standard curve. This is the concentration of the epithecular wax that was measured during the period of stress. The H is a representation of the hours that the samples were taken after it was initially introduced to heat stress. And if we look at this, this is a diagram showing the spring wheats only. And as we see, as the time goes along through the 3-day treatment period, we see that there are three lines that show significant or considerable increase in wax deposition, and those are Fang, Halberd, and Kauz. Here we have the winter lines, and in the winter lines, the trend, it goes up and down. There's not consistently increasing, but it goes up, it goes down, and as you can see, the last two time periods, the TAM 401 has a significant increase in wax deposition. Here we have the temperature at a spike that was measured. The 3H represents 3 hours after it was initially introduced to heat stress. And we can see that there is not much of a trend here. Well, the Fang, we can see that it's almost the heat is almost double that of the control. And we have Kauz and Halberd have significantly higher spike temperatures. When we go to the leaf, we see that there are a few lines, 7C, Halberd, and Kauz, and TAM 110 that exceeds 35 degrees in Celsius. Now at 33 hours after heat stress, we saw a significant reduction in the temperature in the Halberd and the Kauz lines. And now TAM 401 has started to increase in its spike temperature. For the leaf temperature, the same trend occurred for the spike. We have a reduction in temperature of the Halberd, the Kauz, and the Fang, and the TAM 401 remained high. This is a spike temperature at 57 hours after heat stress. And we can see that the Kauz has now dipped below 30 degrees Celsius on prolonged exposure to heat stress. And now Ogallalaran TAM 110 has now significantly increased and gone above that 35 degree temperature. The leaf temperature, Kauz once again has dipped below that 30 degree line, and Halberd also has reduced. And the Ogallala and the TAM 110 has shows an increase over that 35 degree temperature. This is a relative expression analysis showing expressions of certain wax-related genes. And as we look at the ABC transporter, we can see that they are very much expressed in the Halberd and the Kauz lines. This is a table of significance data. The leaf temperature, the flag leaf temperature, the spike temperature, and the wax concentration is shown to be significant. and there's a moderately linear relationship between the interaction of the leaf temperature and the wax concentration. In summary, heat stress has varying effects on the tested lines during the day. Epicuticular wax content among cultivars was statistically significant, and there was a moderate relationship that was found between leaf temperature and wax concentration. Future work: conduct expression analysis of RNA using qPCR to determine which wax-related genes are upregulated during periods of heat stress, and to determine the composition of this wax by GC of these lines that were exposed to the heat stress. Future work will also be done on the wax deposition during the developmental stage of the flag leaf and the spike. I'd like to thank my advisors, Dr. Hayes, Dr. Ibrahim, and I'd also like to thank Dr. No for allowing me to use his labs, and I'd like to thank Sushmita Mondal, Alan Pacheco, Kevin Newton, Francis Beecher, Suhaib Muhammad, and Hayes' lab. I'd also like to thank the financial sponsors, the USDA, and the Texas Wheat Producing Board and Association. Thank you.
Okay, we have time for a couple of questions. Yes, question.
Who's that? Excuse me? Yeah, there's wax on the leaves in both conditions, but during periods of heat or drought stress, it has been reported that there's an increase in that wax deposition to the surface of the leaf to protect it from water loss or UV radiation.
Other questions? Okay, I'll take my moderator's prerogative again. I must admit that I don't spend as much time in our greenhouse as I should. And so what can you tell me about the expression of epicuticular wax under greenhouse versus field conditions? Do we see the same amount or less in one versus the other?
Well, I haven't done the field ones as yet, so I cannot say for certain at this point.
Okay, I think we have three more minutes until our next speaker will be introduced. Any other questions?
When was the first time point where it really seemed like the wax deposition had increased?
That was the 3H. That was 3 hours after heat stress.
Okay, so within 3 hours. Within,
some lines had that jump, and then it came back down as it prolonged throughout the treatment, whereas some was consistently increasing throughout the continued heat stress environment. You're welcome. Yes.
Did you control the amount of water? Because that could affect transpiration.
And for the drought conditions, when they were placed in the heat chamber, they were given minimal water, whereas in the control, they were continually watered to keep them under ideal conditions. Yes, Q10 and Q10.
And which of these was?
Yes, Q10 is the one that we're looking at. It's the most superficial of the two. And that is the one that has the additive effects that produce that waxy repellent, reduce water loss.
Was the other class?
I did not look at the Q10.
All right, let's thank our speaker again.
Thank you.